Peter. Well, I think it'd be nice if we went back to school for a wee while.
Yes, good idea.
And you maybe told me a wee bit more about the school. Oh, there's a nice piece of information there. Stennis School.
I'll put that there. You can speak and type that and read it. Again.
Oh, yes, I'm going to. I'm just going to look at that. Can hardly wait. I've got some pile of stuff here. Look at. You've distracted my staff, though.
Right, back to school.
Yes.
Need five. Yes, but wait. But it's interesting bit in that, when they decided to build the new school, of course, the usual arguments as to where it should go, so they measured the roads from each end of the parish and put the school in the middle. So they built it there, and it's now the daycare centre, of course. When I was there, this is the two-teacher school. The female teacher in the PD end, and taught up to about age 9, then went into the big end, and you were there till you left the school at 14. But they were supposed to be to prevent drafts, there was only doors from one end of the school, so the PD end did a walk through the big end if they wanted to get out. But anyway, what more, shall we say, do you want to enlarge on the school?
Well, just what the day was like. What did you get taught in the day?
Reading sums, and that's it. More reading every day, and some arithmetic, copy books occasionally, composition and stuff. My holidays or something equally silly. But other than that, it was just...
Did you do grammar and things like that?
Oh, yes, later on. And the parsing, which was always a bother for me. I knew nouns and so on like that. But I could never understand why. Till after I left school, I was complaining to my father. And he said, it's just a range in every means possible. But if somebody said that at the time, I'd seen some reason for it. But it was, part nouns. What's it, adverbs, weak or strong, which you never could understand. Mm-hmm. But they tried to teach us grammar, but a certain person of our way says they still don't understand it. And so either they, in that sense, they were unsuccessful.
And did you learn any poems?
Oh, yes, you did poetry. Mm-hmm. A bit of a new songs, but still. And, reading and so on. School children stopped taking peace to school at Madras School on the 16th November 1877. But this is for the Madras School before the present run. From the Madras logbook, children are in admirable order, frank, honest and happy. Intelligence is a very strong point and is trained with distinct skill. Mathematics and Greek show accuracy and thoroughness.
That's so. Fair enough. That's fair enough. Right. You say they stopped taking their peace?
What's that?
They stopped taking... Peets.
1877.
Oh. There you are. You see, I misunderstood that. I thought it was a sandwich. But you mean
No. Peets? It was a peet. Well, of course, there was no school dinner or anything like that. You took your peace and kissed my a piece of German loaf and a biscuit. But the school teacher in winter, she would boil the kettle and make us cups of cocoa.
And so did you have to take a peat then as well for the fire?
It stopped in 1877.
It was
a coal fire and with wind in a certain direction, the stove blew back and it was a very bad function on stove. But that's by the way.
Mm-hmm. And did you have separate desks or did you?
Oh yes, separate desks. Mm-hmm. Aye. Mm-hmm. And a complaint in the beginning. They had the long desks, eight line, and they put in single desks. But this was throwouts from the Stirness School, when the Stirness School was modernised and all the desks were dirty and carved and something. And of course, when we were young, we had slates and slate pencil. And, well, it's just the way you did things.
Mm-hmm. And would you get them at the school, or would you have to buy them?
Oh, the slates were at the school. You bought your slate pencils and all those. Amazed me, it was the Britannia slate pencils made in Germany.
Mm-hmm. And how much a slate pencil these?
Well, it was a penny, a box or four, five for a penny.
Right, excellent. So there you were with your slate and your slate. There you were with your slate and your slate pencil.
Yes.
Did they have a blackboard in those days?
Oh yes. Uh-huh. Blackboards. Mm-hmm. And you were supposed to have a bottle of water and a cloth to clean your slate, but you usually spat in your slate and use your sleeve.
Is that the boys, or the girls do that as well?
Well, the equivalent, yes.
So, did you have a favourite subject at the school?
Oh, not really. Well, I was thinking of the PDN, but in the latter end, I graduated with my own some book, a big one with answers, which is very handy. But yeah. And of course, there was a garden there. We were supposed to do gardening every now and again.
Oh, what was in the garden? Was it
vegetables? Usually some flowers. The school teacher had a right to the vegetables that was grown. It was an afternoon, a week, or in the summer.
Well, that's interesting now. I didn't know that. Mm. So you went out and you worked in the garden, and that was me.
Oh, yes, that was the last hour in the day. Usually you're in the garden for one day. And of course, playtime, the boys played football. And many arguments with that. But the boys' playground was all gravel, worn out with football. The girls' playground still had grass in it. They were more genteel.
Mm-hmm. Did you play other games apart from football? Or
what's that?
Did you play any other games?
Oh, well, there was hide and seek, but there was not much chance of hiding in the playground, where it's generally just a chase and be caught, and what's it, Ila Lay, I guess, again. But for football, of course, you usually toss a coin to decide ends. Nobody had coins there, so any convenient bit of stone flattened both sides, spit on one side, throw it up, wet or dry.
Yeah, see. Oh, I haven't heard that before.
Well, it decided then, it's in a handy way. And, this is dredging back a long while now, but I'm lost to three. You'll have to give me more suggestions. Can you think of anything?
Well, I was talking about games and things, but I'm still wondering too. Did you have any animals at the school, or did you?
No.
Did you do any projects, or did you have a nature table, or anything like that?
No. Well, last teacher, yes, he was a great botanist, and every Friday morning you could take whatever flowers you find, and he would name them all, and he was good at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'd maybe like to move over, and I've got a lovely phrase here from Pat here about a beau meal.
Say again.
A beau meal.